Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. This is number 859B. 859B, and we thank you for listening and for downloading us. Please do rate us. Today we have a special guest, Dr. Stephen Mandel. I talked to him on 858B. That's last week's release. He has been innovative in bringing a new treatment for treatment-resistant depression. And one of the things that I am really interested in is the Congressional Budget Office seems to regard all of us who are over the age of 65 as expenses to the federal budget. I think this is going to be a problem, as I think that it is likely that we are going to have a society where the average age of death, will, if you will, or the average age we live to, will be over 120. And if that's so, we're going to be have to be productive, and I think we have been. You can look what's happened in the last 30 years as we've extended life expectancy from 1970 from about 67 or 70 to now about 83. We haven't as a society gone downhill. We haven't lost GDP. Our gross domestic product has increased per person and overall. And it seems we are being productive. So I wanted to actually ask Stephen Mandel, who was here last week and has done something very innovative. There was a problem with a lot of people who had depression and were resistant to drugs. And he had the, he's had and led one of the new innovations. In fact, it was so important that in fact the Cleveland Clinic regarded it as one of the top 10 innovations of this year for, or that would occur this year, would get clinical play this year, that is of using treatment-resistant depression or treating treatment-resistant depression with ketamine and getting a these people, if you will, reset so that they're no longer depressed and are even more productive. But Stephen's been productive. He's now 75, if I can give away your age, Stephen. And so were you forced to continue to work after 65? Did the, if you will, the 2008 financial crisis cause you to have to work?
No, it did not.
So why did you decide to do this? And have you felt like I'm getting too old for this, or I'm not creative, or I'm not thinking intelligently?
No, I think that this is a major source of my enjoyment in life. It depends on whether or not you call work. If something has to be work to be a contribution, to be productive, to be a source of satisfaction. And one of the old pop songs has in its refrain, "Life goes on long after the thrill in living is gone." That's John Mellencamp. And I'm committed to proving that wrong. Life does not have to go on long after the thrill in living is gone. The thrill in living should be there till your last breath. It does take some energy. It does take some effort. But it sure beats any of the alternatives of which I'm aware. I'm a physician, and I saw too many of my colleagues either really ossify and become just rigid and doctrinaire and unsatisfied with what they were doing, or retire and shortly thereafter have an MI or a stroke and not really enjoy their retirement years. I think being productive and making a contribution to others is a central part of staying young, staying smiling, getting pleasure and satisfaction out of life.
And you've kind of proven that. So I want to emphasize, and so this is unusual, but I've never done a podcast like this, but it really is a thought podcast, because I believe that the Congressional Budget Office, which considers us all over the age of 65 just a cost, doesn't understand that many of us still are productive, and we're going to have to change that outlook, because not only are we still productive, but we're going to be living, I believe, that there's a revolution coming in my area of aging research. I see this, and it's likely that we're going to be able to, I mean, it's more likely than not, that by 2030, that's 13 years from when I'm recording this, that we're going to average living over 120, and we will be having the organs of someone much younger. So we'll be able to regenerate them for a while. So, Stephen, just think, if you've got the experience you now have, but now have the energy, and you sound like you've got a lot of energy, obviously you're doing things, but consider you have the energy of someone who's age 40. What would you think about that?
I'd love it. I would absolutely love it. I'm pretty energetic now. Most of my skiing is done with guys in their early 40s. And I keep up with them pretty well. But if you offered me the opportunity to have more energy, and I know that you're a champion for wellness and for true age, I would be very happy to have my true age be 40 again.
More of the You, the Owner's Manual podcast with Dr. Mike Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Organifi. Organifi is an organic superfood supplement line that makes quality, trusted nutrition convenient and accessible. We all know green juice is good for us, but have any of you tried juicing? Not only does it cost a fortune, especially if you're shopping organic, but it is also very time-consuming. And that's why I opt for Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder that you just add to water and get your greens on the go. It helps me sustain energy all throughout the day. It's quick and easy nutrition on the go. And it's not just any green juice. Remember, it's organic, and I want you to try it out, all right? Go to Organifi.com, and we're going to save you 20% off by using the code YOU, that's Y-O-U, at checkout. Once again, try out Organifi Green Juice for 20% off using code YOU, Y-O-U, at checkout at Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen and the You, the Owner's Manual podcast.
Well, you're kind of in a second career, although you're still using the experience of your anesthesia career. You're helping people in a very different area than you probably were involved in before. You're helping them with treatment-resistant depression. Have you thought about a third career, or have you thought about other things you want? I mean, obviously, you've got vigor. You sound like you're really productive. What else? Tell me about the rest of your life. Are you, do you have grandkids? How do you keep, it sounds like you have a joy of living still.
Very much so. And I do have grandchildren, and they make a huge contribution to my source of satisfaction in life. It's just amazing. You know, you can go to a concert a lot of times, but when you take a 7 or 8 year old to that concert and you see it somewhat through their eyes and hear what he or she has to say about this and that and have to explain the instruments and why the orchestra is laid out the way it is, it not only informs them, it really restores newness in the experience for you.
Well, I want to thank you for doing this interview. I know we did this on a spur of the moment. It was just because I was so, inspired by you working to age 75. my boss at the Cleveland Clinic is just leaving as a CEO. He's going to stay on as an advisor. He's obviously very vibrant. He's 75, Toby Cosgrove. And when I told him that the CBO regarded him as just a cost for the last 10 years, he obviously laughed because it's obviously been some of his most productive years. When Albert Ratner, who is chairman emeritus of Four City Enterprise, when we talked to him about his last years being just a cost, he said that he thought he'd been productive for 20 years. And I have to tell you that the senator with whom we were talking to said, had to remind him that it's been 24 years that he's been productive after the age of 65. I think it's going to be on average 60 years. I think we need to think about that we're going to have more energy, more vitality, more creativity. Imagine being 100 years of experience, but having the energy that you had when you were maybe 30 or 40. We're going to radically change, I think, not only the creativity of the world, but radically change productivity in a way that should embarrass the Congressional Budget Office for thinking of us as non-productive. So, Stephen, last thoughts on this before I sign off on this podcast for you, the Owner's Manual. And I should be telling that we're talking with Stephen Mandel. If you haven't heard his podcast on ketamine as a therapeutic option for treatment-resistant depression, he runs the Ketamine Clinics of Los Angeles. You will want to listen to this. He has been an incredible innovator in treating depression. So, Stephen, any last thoughts?
Just that newness, curiosity, following your passion will keep you thriving.
And may you continue to thrive for many, many years. Hopefully you and I will be able to have this discussion about 40 years from now again on the radio or on the podcast or whatever is in existence at that time, because I believe that we'll both make it till 2030, and if we do, it's likely we'll make it to 2050 or 2060. So hopefully we can have this discussion in 30 more years. Thanks very much.
I'm going to really look forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank Randy for great engineering today, Randall for great engineering today, and you especially for listening. Remember, you can download us each week. We're provocative, but we also give you the latest medical information that lets you take control of your health and live at the top of your curve. That's what You, the Owner's Manual podcasts are all about. Thanks for downloading us, rate us, and hopefully come back next week.